Good evening, everyone. We have welcomed tonight with great happiness and joy Bill Maher and from St. Anne's Chapel and the choir. And tonight you notice if you look at the square notes, really round notes. And you're welcome to sing along with the choir. Don't mind you all, do you? The Mass tonight will be as normal as it can be, but this is Holy Week, so we have a few twists in it. There will be the Gloria in the Chalice's Tale. There will be the ringing of the bell. And during that Gloria, and it's in your programs there, when the bells stop, we keep ringing. We will not hear the bells down until Holy Saturday evening. After the homily, you are invited to come forward. I will be here. And to offer your hands, and your hands will be put into the water. And then the altar boy will be here to dry your hands. The symbolism is instead of the washing of the feet. Our sanctuary is so small, you cannot observe anything. But this is the exchange of peace, the forgiveness I'm asking you as pastor of my community to forgive me my faults and my sins. And on your part, you're asking forgiveness too with the cleansing of the hands and water. You dry your hands and then go back to your places. And the Mass goes on as usual, communion. The Dr. Weiss will distribute communion from this post, and I will distribute communion from here. So this side, we ask you to come up as you usually do. Those on this side to go back this way. The next little wrinkle is at the very end of Mass. When the Blessed Sacrament is taken from the main altar and transferred over to the altar of repose. As the cross bearer comes to this group here where Michelle is, I ask her and her else to follow the cross bearer and the little group that's in here and the choir to go down the main aisle, around the side aisle. And then when you reach this point, the cross bearer will go to his place. If you would return to your places, please. And then we will finish the tantum ergo over at the altar of repose. Can I come in, please, up here? After the tantum ergo was concluded, the priest will leave the sanctuary. There'll be a few moments of silence, and I will return to the sanctuary, and then, please, Alan. And then we will strip the altar. It will be just this main altar, renewing of the books, the putting out of the candles, etc. That's the symbol of Christ's passion now. Begun the stripping of Christ. And in most churches, adoration is held until midnight. We will have adoration until 9 o'clock for those who wish to stay and adore the Blessed Sacrament. The Mass will go on then. It's the regular Mass at the beginning. We're privileged to have St. Anne's Choir with us. Michael, up here, please. Now. And then after the homily, the washing of the hands. Drying up the hands with the help of the altar boy. Going back to your places, Mass proceeds as usual. And then after the very end of Mass, we will have the transfer of the Blessed Sacrament, the procession, and then a stripping of the altar.
Liberati Jesus. sum super nos, et miseriatur nostri.
Thank you.
I'm
This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord, as a perpetual institution. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christus factus est pro nobis. Commandment give I unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, saith the Lord. A new commandment give I unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, saith the Lord. Blessed are those that are undefiled in the way, and walk in the law of the Lord. A new commandment give I unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you,
Simon Iscariot, to hand Jesus over. And so during the supper, Jesus, fully aware that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from the meal and took off his cloak. He picked up a towel and tied it around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and dry them with the towel he had around him. Thus he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You may not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter replied, "You shall never wash my feet." "If I do not wash you," Jesus answered, "you will have no share in my heritage." "Lord," Simon Peter said to him, "then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus told him, "The man who is bathed has no need to wash except for his feet. He is entirely cleansed just as you are, though not all." The reason he said not all are washed clean was that he knew his betrayer. After he had washed their feet, he put his cloak back on and reclined the table once more. He said to them, "Do you understand what I just did for you? You address me as teacher and Lord, and fittingly enough, but that is what I am. But if I washed your feet, I am then teacher and Lord. Then you must wash each other's feet. What I did was to give you an example. As I have done, so you must do." And this is the gospel, the good news of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Even the very blood, the very life God had bestowed upon them. We gather on this holy Thursday evening, and the church, looking back at Matthew, Mark, and Luke, presumes that we know all of this. So the gospel that the church picks for us this evening is the Gospel of John. Search the Gospel of John. You find no Last Supper treatment there. No last description. Instead, you find what we read to you tonight. Picture the scene. The table. Around the couches. Jesus and his apostles reclining. And Jesus getting up from that table and doing what the scripture says tonight. Pouring water into a bowl and taking off his cloak and washing the feet of each one of his apostles. It doesn't move us, perhaps, because we are not a washing of feet people. Tonight we shall wash hands, because by these hands we can give a blessing, or we can wave goodbye, or we can wave welcome, or we can raise a hand and fist and show hate and resentment and anger. And so we wash our hands as Jesus washed the hands and feet of the apostles, that they might be renewed. We'll be learning a lesson from the words of Jesus. Do you know what I have done to you? Constantly the Son of God made man reaches down and touches your life and my life day in and day out. And sometimes we're not even aware of how much this God loves us. And he's told us when we pray to him, call me Father, Abba, Daddy. And still we can't get used to that. Because perhaps we've pushed God so far out of our lives, so much out of reverence and regard, that we fail to realize that God calls us his very sons and very daughters. That the very life that we have because of our baptism is the very life of the risen Christ. We live now because of the risen Christ. Then how are we to live our lives? Jesus tells us how we are to live our lives tonight. Not only loving God, but reaching out to those around us. In the family relationship, the husband and wife, love one another as I have loved you. Our employer-employee relationships, and our parish relationships, as we share the Eucharist with one another, as we minister the reading of the Word to one another, as we usher and guide one another into the community of the family of love and prayer and sharing. And in that greater community where we touch people every day, maybe by driving, perhaps by walking, maybe on the telephone, maybe by letter, whatever. It doesn't seem, these things don't seem to us to be very spectacular. When you look at the life of Jesus, he went around doing the common things with love, with love, with love. And that's what you and I are asked to do, to be a forgiving people. An understanding people, to try to realize how much this love relationship between God and ourselves is real, and how closely, how intimately God calls you and me to relationship with him and this intimate relationship with one another. During the washing of the feet this evening, we're going to be listening to the words of the Gregorian, love one another as I have loved you. You might during that time take your missalettes and perhaps choose a line or two and just run over the meaning of those words in your own mind. Really love one another as I have loved you. We see perhaps in our day love in the form of Mother Teresa ministering to people who others have rejected, cast off, or left out to die. But there are other Teresas in this world. Take the young lady who came to us about 3 weeks ago on drugs. She's been gone to Clinton House down here in Redwood City, and people have been ministering to her. She's home today, happy, clean. She said to me, Father, this is Cheryl, and I'm clean. And boy, she just reverberated in my life and in my whole person what it meant to be a follower of Christ. This is the third time this young woman has taken on the reality of drugs. And only because you are supporting her by your prayer. He said, Cheryl, what's it cost you? She said, $25 a month. I said, we'll take care of it. Your own old father. And said, Cheryl, let us do this little bit. Our family must learn just a couple that rejoices, all of us rejoice. That's the mandatum, the command to love, that Jesus gives to us again this Holy Thursday evening. Love one another, as I am loved you.
After the Lord had risen from supper, he put water in a basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples. This is example.
Return to the Lord for all the good he has has done for me.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another.
The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another.
Let there abide in you
faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.
Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three.
But the greatest of these is charity. Let there abide in you faith, hope, and charity, these. The greatest of these is charity.
Where charity and love are, there is all.
Where charity and love are, there is all.
The love of Christ hath joined us. Let us rejoice and be glad in him.
Let us fear and let us love the living God.
Let us love one another in sincerity of heart.
Where charity and love are,
therefore we are joined together,
let us not be divided in spirit.
Let our malicious wrangling and contention cease,
and let Christ our God be in the midst of us.
Where charity and love are, there is God.
So may we with the blessed see forever, in glory the light of thy countenance, Christ our God. Forever and forever, world without end. Amen. Where charity and love are, there is God. The Lord Jesus, after he had suffered with his disciples and had washed their feet, said unto and Master.
do as I have done unto you.
Lord, thou art become gracious unto thy land. Thou hast turned away the captivity of Jacob. The Lord Jesus, after he had suffered with his disciples and had washed their feet, said unto
Thank you.
advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Strengthen faith and love your pilgrim church on earth. We serve with Pope John Paul, our Bishop John, and all the bishops, with the clergy, and the entire people your Son has gained for you. Father, hear the prayers of the family who have gathered here before you. In mercy and love, unite all your children wherever they may be. Welcome into your kingdom our departed brothers and sisters, and all who have left this world in your friendship. We hope to enjoy forever the vision of your glory through Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come.
Who can with me?
Monte Navi, cum discipuli suis, lavit pedes seorum, et aetis.
Amen.
seeds of truth to sow. Then he closed in solemn order, wondrously his life of woe. On the night of that last supper, seated with his chosen band, he the paschal victim eating, first fulfills the law's command. Then as good to all his brethren, gives himself with his own hand. Word make flesh the bread of nature, by his word to flesh he turns. Wine into his blood he changes, what thou sayest no change discerns. Only be the heart in earnest, faith the lesson quickly learns. Sing my tongue the Savior's glory, of his flesh from his feasting, shed by our immortal being, destined for the world's redemption, from a noble womb to spring. Down in adoration falling, lo, the sacred host we end. Lord, ancient forms deep.
My God, look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me? And art so far from my health and from the words of my complaint? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season also I take no rest. And thou continuest holy, O the worship of Israel. Our fathers hoped in thee, they trusted in thee, and thou didst deliver them. They called upon thee and were helped. They put their trust in thee and were not confounded. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, a very scorn of men and the outcast of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lips and shake their heads, saying, he trusted in God that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him if he will have him. But thou art he that took me out of my mother's womb. Thou wast my hope when I hanged yet upon my mother's breast. I have been left unto thee ever since I was born. Thou art my God even from my mother's womb. O, go not from me, for trouble is hard at hand, and there is none to help me. Many oxen are come about me, fat bulls of Bashan close me in on every side. They gape upon me with their mouth, as it were a ramping and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart also in the midst of my body is even like melting wax. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my gums. And thou shalt bring me into the dust of death. For many dogs are come about me, and the counsel of the wicked layeth siege against me. They pierced my hands and my feet, I may tell all my bones. They stand staring and looking upon me. They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vestures. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. Thou art my succor, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. Thou hast heard me also from among the horns of the unicorn. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. O, praise the Lord, ye that fear him. Magnify him, all ye of the seed of Jacob, and fear him, all ye seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the low estate of the poor. He hath not hid his face from him, but when he called unto him, he heard him. My praise is of thee in the great congregation. My vows will I perform in the sight of them that fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. They that seek after the Lord shall praise him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember themselves and be turned unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before him. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the people. All such as be fat upon earth have eaten and worshipped. All they that go down into the dust shall kneel before him, and no man hath quickened his own soul. My seed shall serve him. They shall be counted unto the Lord for a generation. They shall come, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, and a people that shall be born whom the Lord has.